It's time to jump out of bed, throw on a pot of coffee, and strap on the good old tool belt. You're tuned to Arizona's favorite home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
And welcome back to the Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House. We hope if you're a regular subscriber to the Arizona Republic newspaper, in today's Your Home section, there's actually an article we wrote on the proper ways to display your true colors at home. The proper ways of displaying Old Gloria. We would certainly hope that our listeners, our regular listeners, are one-tenth as patriotic as us. When you cut us, our blood bleeds red, white, and blue. Let's get those Old Glory flags on display. Let's pay respect for what this Memorial Day weekend was all about, why it was conceived, why we commemorate it every single year. It isn't about just the barbecues.
Well, if you joined us last hour, you heard all about the annual giant pumpkin weigh-off going on today, and we have Mr. Harper on the line. Do we have all six pumpkins weighed?
We do. We just weighed the sixth and largest pumpkin, 410 pounds.
Okay.
That's a big gourd, isn't it?
That's a big gourd. That's a big gourd. What size outboard motor could I put on that, huh?
You know, I bet you could get probably one of them little 2.5-horse kickers on that deal, and it did just nicely.
I see an event coming up really soon.
Yeah, this is made just for you. We could see who can make it the furthest across the lake.
Excellent. What else do y'all have going on the rest of the day?
All right, so we got the Mr. Mike, the Hot Dog King's got the grill fired up. He's got actually dogs and bacon and tortillas. We're going to get a little more of a breakfast brunch theme with the hot dogs today. And, of course, it's a great weekend. You know, get that summer garden spruced up. If you got folks coming for barbecue Monday, why plant some color, some summer color like vinca and bougainvilleas and lantana. It's a great weekend to do that. Going to be just in the low to mid-90s, so
nice.
Take advantage.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Mr. Harper. Enjoy, and thanks for the update on the giant. Whose pumpkin was it? Was that Dean's pumpkin?
No, Dean did not win. Dave Smith is the winner this year. So he was second place last year. So he's the king pumpkin this year. She and Charlie Brown are going to go looking for that great pumpkin.
Excellent. All right. Well, y'all take care. We appreciate the update.
All right. Have a good Memorial Day.
Hey, amen. Amen. I know they've got their flags flying.
Here at Rosie on the House, we're talking home remodeling, maybe that project you're trying to get done. And I'm telling you that the call load at our office for getting remodeling work done is as heavy as it's been in a long, long time, and probably almost a decade. And so we're talking about things that you need to watch for in the contract. If you're one of those folks contracting to get work done, here are just a few things. I have eight things, and you can find these things all at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Under the home page, you'll find it right there on the blog at the bottom of the page. But you want the dates, you want the amounts, and you want details, details, details. I also believe, for your protection, you want a fixed price. Let's not go into this with the unknown ending point, okay? I know a lot of homeowners ask me to start...
Because you'll never get to that ending point.
You know, if you don't start with the ending point very clearly defined, it's going to be very, very hard to find your way there. People ask me, well, Rosie, let's go ahead and start the demo now. We'll finish the contract negotiations as we go. And we've never, well, I won't say we've never done that, but we haven't done that in about 26 years. I used to do that, and I just thought, you know what? It's just too big a source of aggravation. Let's just get everything settled up front. It will take me less time to get the job done. It'll be a more efficient way, and it will cost you less money.
And even defined, it's pretty regular that you end up over because, well, you didn't think of this, or while you're here, do that, or you know what, let's go ahead and spend that extra 10% on this particular upgrade, whether it's the cabinets or...
And we like to flush all of that early because we tell people when we meet them, now once we start work, the most expensive thing you can say is, while you're here. And if you get in the habit of saying, while you're here, while we're there doing one particular project, you might as well just throw the budget out the window. So we're really pretty disciplined about, let's get everything out there up front, and I'm going to give you a detailed contract. It's going to be a fixed price contract, not a cost plus contract. And here's another trick that a lot of unscrupulous contractors use is they put allowances. Let's say we're going to remodel your kitchen, but you haven't been out to shop for the appliances yet. And maybe you haven't remodeled your kitchen in 15 or 20 years. Maybe you've never, ever, ever shopped for kitchen appliances. You've always been happy with the ones that were that always came with the house. Well, I tell you what, when you start shopping appliances, you're going to find out that you can spend about $350 for an oven, or you can spend about $12,000 for an oven.
But it's a really nice oven.
You can spend about $89 for a dishwasher, or you can spend about $1,800 for a dishwasher. And it is truly, truly the one place where you can see supply-side economics working. Because you go with your mindset that I'm going to spend this on the appliances, but you don't realize all of the things that you can get that the appliances offer you now that they've never offered before. They can actually do things. The microwaves can actually scan the SKU code of the meal you're getting ready to put in the oven, and it will know exactly what temperature setting, what power setting, and what duration to allow that food to sit in there for it to be done. So a lot of people will come in and say, I'm going to do your kitchen remodeling. Since you haven't been out shopping for cabinets or you haven't been shopping for appliances, we're just going to do an allowance, okay? Well, allowances are a huge source of contention in many of the cases I have to get involved in settling remodeling disputes. And that's why we don't like to do allowances. We like you to get out there and actually shop the brand name, the serial number, the model number. Let's know exactly what we're going to put in. Let's get the shop drawings for those appliances. Let's know exactly where the gas rough-in location needs to be, where the electrical receptacle needs to be for the electrical ignition igniter on the cooktop or whatever it may be. Allowances very often will be a contractor's strategy for getting you to sign the contract at a low amount. They will put an unrealistically low number in the allowances and then blame you when you go shopping and start making all your selections. Well, I told you had $2,400 to buy your kitchen appliances. Yeah, but what you didn't tell me is I could spend that much on a dishwasher, you know, right? So be very, very, very careful about allowances. It is a way that you can walk right into a very, very dangerous trap. Another thing, point four, of what you need to look for in your remodeling contract is don't get a start date or a completion date until you have the building permit and until you have virtually all, and I'm saying all, the materials on hand. There's nothing worse. The only time we will start a job without all the materials on hand is if we've ordered, I'm going to use an example, a very expensive European plumbing faucet, okay? But what I'll tell the owner is I'll say, I'm going to guarantee what day we're going to be finished, and I've got everything else on hand except this Italian faucet. But it comes with exactly the same dimensions as this other faucet that I'm going to buy now, and I'm going to have it on hand, and we'll be able to get your kitchen remodel done and installed. If we're held up on this one faucet, your project will still be finished, it'll still be 100% usable, and the day the boat arrives with that faucet and it's shipped over here to my warehouse and I can come install it, I will come install it. So don't get started unless you have virtually all the materials on hand, okay? Now, how about unforeseen conditions and clauses? And I think a lot of contractors use this in excess. F- folks, anybody that's been remodeling in Arizona any amount of time should not have any big surprises once they open the walls up. And for them to put big exclusions into their contracts about, well, we're going to have to take a look at this situation when we get the sheetrock off. No, you really shouldn't. I mean, if it's termites, there's probably going to be physical evidence of it. If it's water damage, again, there's going to be physical evidence of it. We take a look real hard. We were looking at a kitchen remodel in South Scottsdale down there about McDowell and 68th Street about a month ago. And the shower was on the same wall as the kitchen plumbing wall. And you stuck your head in there, and you could smell it, and you could look at it. You could take your probing knife, and you could take a couple other tools and determine up front that, listen, homeowner, when we get the cabinets out of here and we strip the sheetrock out of here, we're probably going to have to go in and repair your master shower because there's all evidences that it's leaking constantly and we are going to have some amount of damage in there. You can put that number in the contract up front. Big, unforeseen, hidden conditions, clauses, and contracts, in my mind, are a red flare that maybe you don't have somebody with the experience that they should have. Now, homeowners always ask me, if I get, you know, a bid for $8,000, $10,000, $50,000, can I negotiate it down? We always tell people you can negotiate anything you want. We've given you the best price for what you want done. If you're going to start negotiating price, we're going to have to start negotiating the specifications and the job material selection list. Sure, there's ways we can save money. I don't like to tell homeowners they can do the demo themselves. I don't like telling the homeowners they can do the paint themselves. We have resorted to that in very few situations. But generally speaking, we like it done my way every time. And to get it done my way, it costs a certain amount of money. So negotiation, I'm always open for it. Your contractor should be open for it. But if you're negotiating, you should be prepared to give something up as well. I also want to talk about payment schedules, and I want to talk about permits. But I also want to talk to Nick, who's been patiently on hold, and we're going to get to him right after we take this short break at Rosie on the House. Now, y'all stay tuned. We're going to finish covering the 8 things that should be in every remodeling contract. We'll take your call if you'd like to join the conversation at 1-888-767 4348.
And do call. For some reason, the text isn't working. So if you've texted in, you're like, well,
they're not paying attention.
The last one that came in was at 3:51 yesterday afternoon. So we apologize for that. We'll get it back up and soon. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.